This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you in the second hour, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality, modularity, and indestructibility. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Joining us tonight for the first time, he is the president of the London Center for Policy Research and the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. A little analysis, if you will, of these campaigns. We're joined for the first time ever by Dr. Herb London. Good evening, sir.
Well, good evening to you. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing exponentially well, sir, after last night. I mean, you know, when I wanted to have you on, I was so wound up about last night. I had problems anyway, but I mean, I just wouldn't have been any good to interview you in any event. But today I'm feeling good.
Well, it was a small miracle, no question about it. It was a remarkable set of conditions, and there's no question that what this suggests is that there are a lot of forgotten Americans out there who finally are recognized. And so the Donald Trump voice was a voice not simply for one man. It was for millions of Americans who have been left out of the political equation.
Is it because his appeal was somewhat apolitical?
Well, I think it was somewhat apolitical. I mean, obviously, you're running for office, so of course it's political.
Right.
But I think what it represented was something a little different, because Donald Trump did use the expression forgotten Americans. It was an expression also used by FDR, who talked about the plutocrats who were running America in the 1930s. This resonated quite well with Americans who pay their taxes, take care of their families, fight our wars, and by and large are ignored by the Washington elites. And so what you had here were a lot of people who were saying, what about me? Why aren't I recognized in some fashion? And Donald Trump was that voice. Donald Trump managed to resonate quite well with this population. And he resonated so well that it obviously carried him over the top. What's important to understand is that neither the pollsters nor the so-called media officials had any understanding of this population. I mean, they just didn't understand what is going on in America. What is going on in America is a revolution. In some respects, it's like 1848, where there were a lot of people unhappy about political leadership, and they simply revolted across the European continent. We are seeing a different kind of revolt today, but it is a revolt.
You know, I've looked at some of these articles about the journalists, the media, for example, and they're out there trying to say that they failed to comprehend what was going on in the electorate. Now, how on earth is that possible?
Well, it demonstrates an awful lot about how blind, how myopic these people are. I mean, I listened to one person who is obviously always on Fox, and he said, well, they didn't tell the truth. What do you mean? Why would anyone tell you the truth? I mean, when people called me and say, who are you voting for? I would generally hang up. Or I would say, I'm not sure. But why would I tell them the truth that I'm voting for Donald Trump? I mean, the fact is, that's what a pollster is supposed to do, to assess the fact that there are many unanticipated events that are likely to occur in an election. I mean, the Brexit vote in England was also misdiagnosed by the so-called pundits in the UK. Why did they misdiagnose it? Because a lot of people were not going to tell them the truth. And, of course, who can blame them? And it's also true that many people who have cell phones weren't called at all. So, again, what you have is a flawed punditry, a punditry that doesn't understand the nature of the population and the changing population in America.
Well, you know, I've been looking for an investor to come in with it. And, of course, you're welcome to it now, because I think I could probably pick up a bunch of polling companies cheap, because they've lost all credibility. I sort of expected them to start to come towards Trump at the very end, but they did not. I mean, when we're looking at these kind of things, Dr. London, when we see this kind of stuff, how much of that is based upon information they're not getting, and how much of that is based upon maybe some sort of a, is there any sort of psychological operation going on behind all of this?
Well, there's a bias there. I mean, look, I've listened to, I turned to all of the stations. I mean, the supposition is that the people who are supporting Trump crawled out from some sort of rock. They don't take those people seriously. They don't recognize the fact that these are silent Americans who do not generally assert themselves. So this isn't Black Lives Matter. These aren't people who are out there demonstrating on the streets. And as I suggested to you before, by and large, they're ignored. And as a consequence, when you are engaged in this kind of polling, you don't recognize this silent, well, what used to be called the silent majority, what I'm calling the forgotten Americans. These are people who play a very significant role in American life, but the punditry doesn't understand that because they don't fit the models. They do not fit the New York Times reader. They do not fit the CBS watcher. So that, by and large, these are people who are misunderstood. In fact, and I shouldn't even say misunderstood, they're not understood at all.
Is that by design? Now, I mean, I'm not trying to be...
Well, again, I think this is not the first time it's happened. Look, you look at the Brexit vote in the UK, and
right.
You found a very similar phenomenon. You may recall, immediately after that vote, all of the pollsters said, look, the UK people have decided that we want to stay in the European Union. And, of course, that wasn't the case at all. And afterwards, everyone was scrambling to find out, where did this vote come from? Well, I can tell you where the vote came from. It came from a lot of people who were alienated because they didn't want some faceless bureaucrat in Brussels to determine their fate. It was a cultural phenomenon that the pundits didn't understand in large part because they didn't have any appreciation of the extent to which the British people were just fed up with the fact that they were ignored, that the sensibility of the British person who want to make obvious decisions like, do I use an electric heat pot or not, should that decision should not be determined by some bureaucrat who sits in Brussels. And that's what the British people were saying. That's what the Brexit vote was all about. It was a cultural vote. And of course, that part of the culture is never understood because it's never canvassed.
Now, AJ did tell you I'd like for you to stay with me for the whole hour because I want to pull this completely apart if you have the time.
Sure.
Okay, outstanding. Dr. Herb London, he was responsible for creating the Gallatin School of Individualized Study in 1972. He's the dean until 1992. He's been around. His work has appeared in every major newspaper and journal in the country, including Commentary, National Review. I'm going to ask you about them when we get back. American Spectator, Wall Street Journal, Fortune. You've been around. I mean, When I saw all of your...
I'm an old timer. I've been around because
yeah.
I'm an old man. That's why.
I don't know. There's a saying in the tactical world, okay? In the tactical world, and you know you're on a gun rights show. We're just doing the election stuff. But saying in the gun rights world is when you're talking about a tactical operator, beware an old man that has survived for a long time in this profession because he's probably quite the badass. So just... that's what you are, Doc. We're going to be right back.
I appreciate that. In fact, yeah. I kind of relish that kind of description.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
To you live from the Second Call Defense.
Defend you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your
your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Although, now you don't have to be quite so anxious about things. Joining us again is Dr. Herb London. We're doing a little post-game political analysis, if you will. Let me ask you a question, Dr. London. How many people, I see the fact that all of these Clinton staffers were completely shocked by the way this went. The media was shocked by the way this went. The polls were shocked by the way this went. I was calling this for Trump before he had the nomination, I think. In April, I said he was going to win. I said he was going to club Clinton like a baby seal, was my exact words. How is it that all of these supposedly intelligent people, including all of the 16 other guys that wanted to be the Republican nominee, did not understand what America was thirsty for?
Well, one of the things that, look, Donald Trump had a very, very finely honed instinct thinking about what are the issues that make a difference to Americans. I mean, look, all of them had the same information about immigration in the United States, and yet it was Trump who used that issue to mobilize a lot of voters who are deeply concerned about 11, 12, 13 million illegals in the United States who are competing for jobs. They violated the sovereignty of the United States, and they're competing for jobs in America. So he understood that issue, and others did not. They had the same information. They didn't take advantage of it. And it was Trump who said, look, we are facing a national security question. It is not only abroad. It is right here at home. And we've got to understand that national security begins with Orlando and San Bernardino and 23rd Street in New York and what happened at the Boston Marathon and what we faced in Chattanooga. He understood that and managed to capitalize that when others kept saying, a lot like Obama, an issue that America will be facing in the future. Well, he understood the real dimensions of this question. People are concerned about what happens in their homes and what happens. So Trump, I mean, you know, people will say, well, he was boorish, he was maladroit, but he knew how to reach the voice of what I'm calling these forgotten Americans. He got to the issues that others were not considering. So, you know, you got to give the guy a lot of understanding of what was happening in the United States when others overlooked it.
You know, back in 2011 in South Carolina when we were getting ready to have the primary for president here, I got taken lunch and I got to sit across from Mitt Romney. And Governor Romney asked me what I was looking for in a president. And I told him the personality traits of a General George S. Patton and the storytelling capability of dead comedian Bill Hicks. And he looked at me with the most blank, vacuous stare I've ever seen in my life. It was like I was talking about people he'd never heard of. Grinning the whole time, smiling like a Cheshire cat the whole time. And, you know, of course, he went on to cave in a lot of ways where Trump would not allow that to occur in any of the debates. He just would take it quite meekly. That mannerism, I mean, Scott Walker is a very smart guy. He has turned Wisconsin into something completely different from what it was when he came in there. And he has withstood attacks and reballots and recasts and all this other stuff, and he's still out there. He's still making it happen. He couldn't close the deal. Jeb Bush spent $125 million not to poll at 4%. How did all of these guys just simply, absolutely, just miss it all?
Well, as I indicated to you, Trump had better instincts and was willing to do something that others were not. He was politically incorrect and took great pride in taking that stance. The others would not. So the gentlemanly posture that you found with others was something that Trump did not represent, but he was speaking to a different audience.
Yeah.
I mean, when you consider the fact that Bush was speaking to the establishment audience in K Street in Washington, D.C., That's an audience very different from the audience that got Donald Trump elected. It's a different audience. And as you understand, you speak to an audience that understands your message. You don't go to an audience that's made up of Chinese people and decide that you're going to speak Korean. And this is exactly what was happening. Those people missed the arguments that were necessary to elicit a positive response from these forgotten Americans. Trump got that. The others did not.
Coming up on the next break, when we go back, I want to have you identified the demographics that have that looked at this and said, I'm going with this cat when they looked at Trump. Have you had a chance to look at all of that yet?
I haven't looked at all of the demographics, but some of it I don't even have to look at. Some of it is very, very obvious.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about that when we get back, and, of course, some of the other things. I'd like to also I'd like to get a forecast as we look at this, because I've always known that among the, like, my senior senator where I live is Lindsey Graham. He's the first guy that would get out there and say, well, you don't know how things are done in Washington, D.C., which I think is part of the problem, isn't it? And I would love to know what you think Trump's going to be able to change on that. But let's do that in the next segment, because when I'm reading the pedigree out here and giving out your bio, that takes a little bit of time, because you've been around, you've done some stuff. This is Dr. Herb London. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. He's the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam, which we're going to get to in the last segment of the show, because that just appeals to the military part of me. You broke it down, and you looked at each, and we got to talk about Clinton a little bit too. I'd like to know where you think she sort of made her faux pas there as well. Real quick, we got like 40 seconds. If you had to say any one thing about Clinton as far as the way she waged her campaign, how would it be?
Well, I mean, Clinton obviously demonstrated that she was above the law. And, you know, one of the things that was true about this race, it was a race of anti-elitism. And what did Clinton represent more than anything else? I am an elitist. I am above the law. I can use my personal computer, even if I violate all of the classified rules associated with State Department protocols and statutes associated with the American government. I mean, you would want to send a message to Americans? It is, I have laws of my own. They don't apply to you. They only apply to the Clinton.
I like it so much. Dr. London, you hang tight. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress. Looking for an edge.
Eliminate your faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
All right. Welcome back. To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. My guest this hour is Dr. Herb London. We're doing a little political background breakdown, post-analysis stuff. And he's the man to do it just because he belts it out there in the most plain fashion. And I like that. Dr. London, yeah, okay, so we know that Hillary is breaking the law. We know that she was showing all of this. We know that she was an elite, and it was sort of an anti-elite thing. Does the fact that she never really did anything ever factor into any of this, or was everybody just taking for granted that, you know, all of these failures she'd been involved with amounted to experience?
Well, I mean, part of the reason why Hillary Clinton had any appeal at all is because of the argument that you had experience. But the experience, as Donald Trump pointed out, was all bad experience. If you look around the globe, every country that she was involved in turned into a massive problem. You look at Libya, you look at Syria, look at any area in the Middle East, and you find these countries are in disarray. And you look at the Far East, and you look at China taking over a significant portion of the South China Sea, and kind of a unilateral created air perimeter zone. So, I mean, there's not a space on the globe where Hillary Clinton can say, as a result of her intervention, things have improved. So what kind of experience is that? Do you want to have more failure? Is that the experience that you expect? I think Trump was quite right to say, yeah, she's been around for 30 years, but what has she accomplished? And the answer is very little. And I think the public understood that. I think by and large, the public did get that. So Hillary Clinton, I think, was up against it, one, because she's an elitist, two, because she accomplished very little, and three, because she's rather shrill and not a particularly likable personality.
Yes, she is. I would have loved to have been inside wherever it was she was hanging out when they when she finally sent Podesta out there to tell everybody to go home and get a little rest. Because that had to be one of those out of body moments for her.
Well, there was no question. I mean, look, all of the pundits told her, you've got this in the bag. Everyone said, Hillary, this race is yours. So she entered last night with the assumption, well, maybe I'll lose a state or two here or there, but I've got this pretty much covered. She started with what the pundits were calling 240 electoral votes. You need 270 for a victory. So she was close to victory before this even started.
Right.
And, of course, you started to see the faces on the part of Democrats and CNN and MSNBC and even Fox when they said, well, Florida looks as though it's going to be toss-up. No, Hillsborough, the votes are coming in from Hillsborough, and it looks like it's going to be a Trump victory. And then Wisconsin almost knocked them off their chairs. Wisconsin going Republican? Come on. So there is no doubt that this was unexpected. To Hillary Clinton, this had to be a shock of the kind that she's never experienced in her life before. So there is no doubt that she has suffered significantly as a result of what has transpired. She did not expect this, and of course, most Democrats did not expect this.
Do you think Obama's going to pardon her?
Well, she first has to be indicted. I mean, I think there are indictable offenses, but part of the problem is between now and January 20th, Loretta Lynch is still your attorney general. And I
right.
can assure you that Loretta Lynch is not calling a grand jury. There will not be any prosecution. So there's no reason to pardon her. Now, again, what happens afterward remains to be seen. But then Donald Trump is president of the United States, and he's certainly not going to provide a pardon. At least I don't think so.
Well, I mean, what strikes me is that politicians are all about compromise, right? Nobody.
Right.
With Comey, that's one guy I would not want to be anywhere today. I would not want to be Jim Comey anywhere in the world. But with Comey, you know, when he came back out and decided to reopen the investigation, the first thing I thought was he's considering the idea of a President Trump, which, let's face it, being the head of the FBI has got to be a pretty nice gig. All of these politicians.
Well,
Kelly Ayotte, she just conceded. She ran away from Trump. It didn't do her any good. She doesn't get to be a politician anymore. Members of Congress, it's got to be a pretty good gig. None of these guys seemed to want to make any deals with Trump. They didn't want to seem to and now he's elected. Does he even need to make any deals with any of these people?
Well, these people were in the Never Trump category, and they paid for it. Mark Kirk is another, falls into that category. So these are the people who were saying, no Trump under any circumstance, and they got defeated. So what you have found in America is that they, too, misunderstood what was happening. The assumption was, well, even if Trump loses, the Republicans in my area will win. They were wrong. Ayotte was absolutely wrong. So what you have is a misunderstanding about the nature of this race. People underestimated Trump. They were sure that Hillary Clinton would win. And that's on both sides of the aisle. That wasn't just Democrats. There were a lot of Republicans who were shocked by this as well. And the Never Trumpers, I mean, those people clearly did not expect this. And what they were saying was, we do not believe in this man, but we also do not believe he can possibly win. The argument they were making right from the outset, right from the campaign season, was that this is not a man who is capable of winning as president of the United States.
Well, I mean, even Nancy Pelosi was getting out her ridiculous croquet mallet-sized, hammer gavel because she thought she was going to be the Speaker of the House again. And none of that came true. None of that. Did we actually pick up a seat in the Senate? It's 52 now, right? Even with losing Ayotte, it's 52. So, I mean, none of this, none of the forecasts, none of the pundits on the conservative side, the Cooks and the Goldbergs and the Crystals and the Kevin Williamsons and all those guys, none of that. None of these guys got it right. Was it? And I know you probably
none of them got it right, and they all assumed that the Senate was gone, that the Republicans could not maintain control of the Senate. Everyone believed that. The remarkable thing is that the Republicans held the Senate despite losing a couple of seats. I mean, it's really quite extraordinary.
Well, the whole turnaround, I mean, when you think about it, this truly, Trump winning the way he won is truly a mandate going in, isn't it?
No question. This is a mandate. He's changed the character of the Republican Party. He's raised a whole set of different issues. Some of them, I think, are very reasonable. Some of them may be questionable. I don't know about his stance on trade, because if, in fact, he were obliged, using his analysis, to engage in some sort of 35% tariff, it's the average guy going to Walmart who's going to have to pay 35% more for his electronic products. He's not going to be so happy. So, again, I think there's some questionable parts to the Trump agenda. But by and large, on the matters of immigration, national security, the kind of security at home, police and criminal relations, on those issues, Trump won and won big.
I think what you ought to do is you ought to reach out to all of these guys, since you probably know some of them, and offer them a job, because they have no credibility. They have no credibility now. They need to work for somebody with a little credibility. Coming up on the next break, Dr. Herb London. He is our guest. We are laying it out. When we get back, we're going to talk about your book about militant Islam, if we may, because as an ex-military guy and a tactical guy, I'd like to see what your thoughts on that are. I have to confess I haven't read it, but I want to talk to you about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Dr. Herb London. In addition to analyses of elections and everything, he is the author of the book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. Which I was in the forward deployed unit back in the 80s that we would have gone to the Middle East at Fort Campbell there, Doctor. I've always been fascinated by how the Democrats try to characterize Islam as something like the Baptists, where I look at Islam as something as an entire social system. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there is no question. Look. The president of Egypt 2 years ago gave a speech at Al-Azhar, which is the theological center for the Sunni faith. And he went there and he said, look, he was speaking to 300 imams, by the way. And he said, there's a violence within our religion. We've got to do something about it. And at the very end of the speech, he used the words, we need a revolution from within. Now, this is like Martin Luther presenting the 95 Theses to the Catholic Church. It was that powerful. And yet, interestingly, there's probably one in a million Americans that know anything about this speech because it received scant attention in this country. Now, if I were Obama, I would have invited Sisi to come to America and say, deliver that speech here. Let's hear that speech from you. Here's a pious Muslim. Here's a black mark on his forehead from praying five times a day and banging his head in a stone. This is not some guy who's an atheist. He is a pious Muslim, and he's saying we've got a problem with this religion, his own religion. Now, it seems to me that we do not understand the enemy that we are confronting. The reason why this book was written is because I believe that Americans have to understand the fact that there are many factions of the Islamic faith, and there are many of these terrorist organizations across the globe, and we examine all of them. But there are three overarching conditions associated with militant Islam. One is, of course, Sharia, which is the imposition of a way of life. It is not simply law, although law is included. It's every aspect of life. The second, of course, is the caliphate, the creation of a caliphate across the globe, and the notion that somehow there must be leadership on the part of the Islamic people. And the third, of course, is the adherence to the Quran, which is a book that was written by the Archangel Gabriel at the behest of Allah. So this is a sacred text. It's not simply some book that you look at and say it's subject to interpretation. Of course, imams will interpret it, but by and large, it is a book that is written by the Word of God. So what you have here is a religion that adheres to these three principles, and a religion that, of course, is militant because it relies on jihad as the methodology for the perpetuation of the religion. Now, we've got to understand that. This is the enemy that we are facing on the world stage, and what the book suggests is there is a difference among these organizations, even though they have three common themes, but it's an understanding of where those different terrorist groups are located, what their tactics are, where they get their financing from. That is what this encyclopedia is all about. It's the most comprehensive look at the terrorist organizations across the globe. Now, this is not the sort of book that you're going to pick up and read from beginning to end, from page 100 to 350, because each chapter is on a different terrorist organization. If you were to try to read it all, it would be a soporific experience. You'd be sleeping for 2 days. But you read it one chapter at a time, understanding the difference between Al-Hura and Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram and Hamas and Hezbollah, and understanding the differences among these groups. So that's why the book was written, because we are going to be fighting a generational war. And it's not only a war on the battlefield. We've got to kill the bad guys at the battlefield. But in addition to that, we have to understand that this is an ideational war. It's a war of ideas. We have to have better ideas than they do. We have to be able to counter the appeal of militant Islam for 15-year-olds who like the idea of adventure and concubine. We have to be able to say that what you're going to get is not a concubine, but a black box. You're going to be put in that box for eternity. That's what you've got to understand. And that eternity is not a paradise. So we've got to counter those ideas with our own ideas. And it's all important for us to understand where the enemy is coming from and where what his tactics are.
The why is it that within Islam, which Islam is a gigantic world, and while most of the militants are, you know, it's a massive amount of people that are militant. Why doesn't the so-called less than militant, why aren't they trying to do something about it? To clear their name, well, at the very least.
I mean, part of the difficulty here is that militancy or jihad is used as a weapon. Fear is a very pronounced part of what happens. If someone were to speak out, and of course you know many examples, like Ayaan Hirsi Ali, who's a heroine in my mind, a kind of contemporary Joan of Arc. When she made a film about the abuse of women, she and the director were threatened, and the director found a knife in his chest. He was killed with a note that says, Ayaan Hirsi Ali is next. She had to live in a prison in Holland in order to survive because she couldn't get protection from the normal services, normal police services. So, I mean, what you're talking about here is the use of fear as a device to cower people into accepting this kind of extremism. And that is a very powerful tool. The average person is not going to deal with that. They say, look, we don't accept it, but by and large, we're not going to say anything about it. And then you go to a mosque, and of course, there's the proselytization. The proselytization that's occurring in the mosque is, of course, based on this Wahhabist view, this extremist view of Islam. So it's a very, very tough nut to crack. And again, we in the West, one, don't recognize it. Two, do not have the will to really deal with it. And three, do not have the leadership that has provided the guidance that's necessary. So you've got a president that won't define it. won't call it what it is. In fact, won't defend the Americans who are out there trying their best to defeat it. I mean, this is in my judgment, this is kind of institutional insanity.
I like that particular characterization of it. Where can people find this encyclopedia if they wanted to look at it? I must confess, I still think the way I did back in the 80s when I was in the military, so I'd like to take a gander at it myself.
Well, look, I would love for you to have your listeners pick up a copy, and the easiest way to do that is through Amazon. It's not expensive. It's obtainable through Amazon. I think it costs now is $12 or $13 for the book. And if you want to get the electronic version, it's about $7 or $8. So it's not expensive, and I assure you, it will provide insights that you have not had before. That I am confident about. And the book, I think, is an attempt, as I've suggested, to say things that other people have not said. And there are a lot of people who give you a kind of general view of Islam and some of the organization, terror organizations. This is 44 of the terror organizations around the globe. So it is as comprehensive as it gets.
The understanding, the reason I ask that is because understanding what you're facing is a very key component to trying to figure out how to face it. That's why I'm interested in it. So I'll be looking into that myself. And I would encourage everybody else, I'll put this in the show notes, the name of the book and where you can find it and everything for the podcast. But last question, we're about to run out of time for the hour. Do you think the Democrats should read this book of yours?
Well, I mean, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, even the Greens should read it. I mean, it's not a book based on politics. It's a book based on the threat that we are facing. Americans are facing a threat. We've got to understand we are a unique society. We have to be able to defend ourselves as a unique society. This is a Judeo-Christian society. We have to understand what we're up against. And what we're up against is a problem internally where people no longer have faith in this country and what we stand for. And we have a problem externally, where people are trying very hard to undermine the United States. It is important for Americans to stand up for what America is all about. And it's just as important for Americans to say, we love freedom, but we have to learn to defend it. And the defense of freedom is essential. It's one of the reasons why I get so critical of these pro football players who won't respect the flag. Understand what that flag is all about.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.